Welcome to episode 4 of This One's For the Working Mama, bringing you the right type of distraction for your daily commute. Join in the movement of working moms who own their choice to work and strive to achieve a life with their soul on fire. Make a conscious effort to fill your daily drive with truth and wisdom that can abolish the working mom guilt for good and find community. I'm Katie Alexander, and this is your 8-Minute Devotion. Episode 4, The Holy Hustle. I love Jesus, but I cuss a little. I've been seeing these gray-washed vintage tees with adorable hand-lettered fonts spelling out this phrase pretty much everywhere. Is this an admission, celebration, message of inclusion, or confession? I'm not exactly sure the motivation for wearing it across your chest. I'm guessing it's less scarlet letter and more celebration. Celebration that even with the choice words, you can be redeemed and loved by God. Or maybe it's proclamation. Proclamation that following Jesus does not mean you've given up your old ways. The Bible says we will draw people in by our words and our testimonies, and I will be the first to admit not all the words that pass through my lips are in fact holy in nature. There are definitely times when my coworkers, my friends, my acquaintances, and even my church folk have heard a little cussing come forth from these lips. It's usually intended to add an emphasis of humor to the conversation, or it's out of deep frustration or aggravation. And there are very few occasions, less than what I can count probably on both hands, where my kids have bore witness to this as well. I am human. I sin just like the rest of them. And allowing people to see our sin, it sometimes can make us more relatable. But if we start to celebrate the sin that separates us from holiness, how are we living much different than our life before we met Jesus? Yes, we are forgiven. We are redeemed. We are loved beyond our faults and accepted, even in knowing that we will sin again and again throughout this life. But when we make that decision to cross over from death into life everlasting, we are also called to strive for holiness. The very purpose of God sending his Son down to this earth to live among us and die for us was to point us towards holiness. Jesus was blameless and without blemish, and he faced all the same challenges, frustrations, temptations, and pressures that you and I face. While God did not expect that we would live up to the perfection of Jesus, I believe he longs for us to at least desire that holiness for our own lives. When I made a decision to follow Jesus with my life, I did that because I wanted to be sanctified, made righteous, and set apart from my sin. I wanted to be made holy by welcoming the Holy Spirit into my being. I wanted all of this because I knew that this world and the pressures of it are too crazy to fight alone. And sin, by its very nature, is evil. I do not want to invite evil or any tactics of the enemy into my soul in any way, shape, or form, and I'm sure you don't willingly long for that either. But how do we practically begin to weed the sin out of our lives and prune the weeds that have spread from it? Today's reading in Proverbs comes from chapter 4, and it has a lot to say about guarding ourselves from this evil on a path toward being holy. A father's wise advice. We will pick up in verse 14. Don't do as the wicked do, and don't follow the path of evildoers. Don't even think about it. Don't go that way. Turn away and keep moving. Proverbs 4:14-15. Verse 15 is where the direction is clear and simple. Don't even think about it. Turn away. Keep moving. How often are we lured in by one negative thought that can have a tailspin effect into so many others? Or a negative person that leads us into gossip or destructive behavior just by one small invitation? We should not even entertain the first encounter. But sometimes the flesh is weak. God knew this, so he made provisions for it, and he provided the guidance against this weakness. The way to avoid evil is revealed to us, beginning right there in verse 23. Guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life. Avoid all perverse talk. Stay away from corrupt speech. Look straight ahead and fix your eyes on what lies before you. Mark out a straight path for your feet. Stay on the safe path. And don't get sidetracked. keep your feet from following evil. Proverbs 4:23-27. If what lies before us, the prize, is eternity spent in heaven, I can think of no greater thing worth fixing my eyes on. We fix our eyes by listening carefully to the wisdom found in the Bible. Listening and digesting the words, they should then translate into a transformation of the heart, one that longs for this prize. And from my heart comes my speech, which tells a story about what is stirring in my soul. The truth is, I love Jesus and I cuss a little. While that sin may get in the way of my holy hustle, and the reality is I will likely still cuss on occasion, would I put this on a shirt and proudly proclaim it as a tool to spread the message of my love for Jesus? Do the words that come out of my mouth adequately reflect what is in my heart? Do I celebrate this sin for a laugh or acceptance? While the perverse speech discussed in the passage from Proverbs we just read, it's not focusing on the words we use necessarily. It's actually referring to lies, slander, gossip, and rumor. The actual words selected carry as much weight as the phrases they make up. Maybe for you, maybe the "but" on your shirt, the sin you celebrate, whether publicly on a shirt or privately in your heart, is not cussing at all, even if it's something completely unrelated to your speech or the words that come out of your mouth, it still begins in the heart. So what if we trade in the "I love Jesus, but" shirt for just a message of "I love Jesus," period, without qualification or justification or explanation, because that is how He loves us. He knows if we cuss a little or a lot. He knows if we gossip or spread rumors or go down the path of evil, and He loves us even still. We don't have to celebrate the sin in a public expression that attracts others to the evil parts that are left in us. Rather, celebrate the holy hustle, the daily push to be more like the one who lived without sin, the one who loves us with all of our buts. Finish strong today and read the rest of Proverbs 4. Thanks for following along on episode 4. To be included in all the upcoming episodes, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review if you want. Stick with me as we continue with these 31 days in the Proverbs. You won't be disappointed.